Should women, as well as men, have the right to vote? Of course. We're not in the Dark Ages. But, you know, it hasn't been so long since the women gained the right to vote. It was only 131 years ago this year when South Australia became the first state of Australia and one of the first places in the world to give women the right to vote. But it didn't come easily. It came only after women had fought for it against heavy resistance. One of the leaders of this fight was a woman, Mary Lee. There she is. She was a widow, just like in Jesus' story. And she became the secretary of the Women's Suffrage League in South Australia. Now, for 6 years, Mary Lee and the other women in the movement fought for the right to vote. They presented bills to Parliament. They marched and they had public debates. And people opposed to giving women the right to vote said it would take them away from their homes and their children. It would cause division between husbands and wives. And in a hotly contested debate, women would become hysterical. And they were likely to collapse. And Queen Victoria said giving the women the right to vote was an utterly ridiculous idea. But in 1894, the Women's Suffrage League presented the South Australian Premier with a petition containing 11,000 signatures. And finally, in December of that year, 40 years after men were given the vote, women gained the right to vote. They won it because they didn't give up. They kept on coming back, presenting their case again and again. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a similar message. Huh? Never give up praying. Persist in prayer. Keep on asking God. Keep on coming to God. Now, why does Jesus tell us to persist in praying? Because when you pray, you are exercising your faith. Hmm? You are taking God seriously. You are responding to God's invitation and promise. Call upon me in the day of trouble, God says. Call upon me, I will deliver you, you will praise me. And when you pray, your faith is alive. Years ago, one of the tests to see whether a person that was dead or still alive was to hold a mirror, put a mirror very close to their nostrils or their mouth to see if they were still breathing. And if there was a faint breath, it would produce a little bit of moisture on the mirror. And that would show that the person was still breathing, still alive. And prayer is your spiritual breath. When you stop praying, then your faith is in danger of dying. Now, God creates faith in us through the Holy Spirit, but as we go through life, our faith gets challenged and it gets tested by the things that happen to us. You go through life and you get hurt. You get disappointed. You don't achieve your dreams. You suffer failure. You experience loss and grief. You see things in your family, in your society, in your church that aren't right. And you pray and ask God to make them right. But sometimes nothing happens. And when that happens, doubt springs up in your mind. Is there really a God? And if God exists, is he listening? And if he's listening, does he care about me and my family and my kids? What's the use of praying if God doesn't seem to be listening? Or doesn't seem to care? And the danger is that at this point you stop talking to God and give up praying. But that's the wrong response to life's hardships. The right response is to keep on praying. In the Gospel for today, Jesus encourages us to keep on praying with this little story that you heard. It's about a widow and a judge. Now, many of the judges in Jesus' time left a lot to be desired. To put it plainly, They were corrupt, as many of them still are in that part of the world. You have to bribe them to get them to hear your case, and you have to bribe them to give you the result that you want. Justice doesn't come into it at all. And the judge in this story was like that. Jesus says, he neither feared God nor cared about people. He had no respect for God, no respect for people, and no regard for the law. Now, we don't know exactly why the widow went to see the judge. We do know that widows in those days were particularly vulnerable because they had no husbands to stand up for them, to speak in public for them. And so widows were often exploited by unscrupulous landlords or moneylenders. And someone like that was giving this widow a really hard time. Someone was taking unfair advantage of her. And the woman couldn't get the judge to hear a case. She kept coming to him and asking him again and again. And he probably wasn't listening because she didn't have money to bribe him. But she didn't give up. She kept turning up at his court day after day saying, "Give me justice." And eventually her pleading wore him down. He got so sick of her that he gave her what she was asking for. Now, when things aren't right in our lives and we have problems, we can bring them to God and lay them before him. And is God like that crooked judge? Is God hard-hearted and uncaring? Do we have to nag God? Do we have to put God under pressure to get him to listen and care about us? Not at all. Jesus is not suggesting that God is like that crooked judge. What he's saying is this: if a crooked judge will eventually give you a proper hearing, you can be sure your good God will. And what makes us sure? Jesus does. Jesus is God come to live among us. He is the just judge of all, the just judge who took the rap for us, who took our sins upon himself and died in our place out of love for us. And then he rose again to bring us to the Father and make us his own beloved children. When you were baptized, you became a child of God. God delights in you. He wants you to come to him with all your needs. He invites you to come, and he's always ready to listen to your requests. Okay, if God cares so much about me, why doesn't God fix things up straight away? Why does he make me wait? Why does he make me keep on asking again and again? Well, these are tough questions. And we can't give a complete answer in this life, but we can get a part answer when we look at how Jesus dealt with people. When people asked him for help, he didn't always respond right away. When Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus was sick, they immediately sent word to Jesus, "Come, come, Lazarus is sick, come and heal him." And we read that Jesus didn't come. In fact, he delayed for several days, and in that time, Lazarus died. And then a Syrophoenician woman kept following after Jesus, we read, and she kept pleading, "Look, my daughter's terribly sick. Please, please come and heal her." And he didn't respond right away. He made her keep on asking again and again. When we have a problem, all we can think about is the fix, about the solution, about the cure, the answer. But God is also interested in the process. By making the Syrophoenician woman wait, Jesus drew out her faith. He caused her to express a faith so clearly that in the end Jesus marveled. And he said, what wonderful faith this woman has. It's better than the faith of any of my own people, the people of God. And by making Mary and Martha wait, he caused Martha to make a wonderful confession. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. And he enabled those two sisters to see Jesus raise their brother from the dead. When God keeps you asking, seeking, and knocking, you can be sure he's doing it for your good. He's developing your faith. He's making you more patient. He's making you grow more and more like Jesus. One of the readings we heard this morning was the story about Jacob wrestling with God, who came in the figure of a man or an angel, wrestling at this creek. And they wrestled through the night until Jacob got hold of him and pinned him down and said, I won't let you go unless you bless me. And that is how God wants you to pray. He wants you to keep on clinging to him. He wants you to keep on saying, I will not stop praying until you bless me. There's a great story about how Martin Luther wrestled with God. His young friend, Philip Melanchthon, was very sick. Looked like he was going to die. They called Luther. Luther got on his knees and he prayed and prayed for his friend. He says, I boxed God's ears with all the promises I could find in the scriptures. I boxed God's ears. And Melanchthon got better. And that is how God wants you to pray. By boxing his ears with all his promises. God is your Heavenly Father. He invites you to pray. He always listens to your prayer. He doesn't always say yes, but he always blesses you in some way. So when you pray, don't immediately get what you want. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Pray and pray and pray some more. Let us pray. Gracious God, give us persistence in prayer. Make our faith strong. Help us to keep looking to the cross and know that we are your children and you are our beloved Father. And all you want is good for us.